2016 bought us the connected home and mass market virtual reality goggles. Driverless cars, drones were everywhere as well, weren't they? So what have we got for 2017? Well, let's speak to our technology expert, Fevzi Turkalp, a.k.a. the gadget detective who's with us on the programme. Hi, Fevzi. Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
When you look back in 2016, the year just gone, what was the big gadget winner for you?
I think we started to see these artificial intelligence devices in our homes as well as on our smartphones. So whereas previously we may be used to things like Siri on our iPhones and so forth, they became domestic devices. So Amazon launched in the UK something called the Amazon Echo, which contains this character known as Alexa, who you can wake up and ask things of and she will reply to you. That's really become big, and Google launched their version of it called Google Home. Microsoft have their own version called Cortana, and even Samsung recently bought a technology known as a Viv Assistant. So that started this year, but next year is going to be the format war. So you remember in the past it was, you know, are we going to have VHS or Betamax, yeah, or you know, will Blu-ray win out over
CDs and Laserdiscs?
Oh yeah,
whatever happened to the Laserdiscs? Oh, they were great days, weren't they?
Yeah, I love that. Analog discs, yeah. Amazing big things. But now the format war is going to be whose AI platform, whose artificial intelligence assistants are going to win, because that's kind of really important, because then that's the gateway to other services. So if Amazon wins, then it's going to make it much easier for them to sell their products and services to you. You know, you can put something on the Amazon shopping list. If Apple eventually comes out with its own devices, and that will be interesting as well. But Microsoft giving us a good run for the money with Cortana as well.
So just to sort of clarify, these are things that you walk into your home and you could say, Cortana, turn on the lights, and can you bring me, I don't know, find a menu for a local Chinese takeaway or something like that?
Exactly. Or you can ask it, Alexa, what is the weather?
Right, got you.
Currently, in London, it's 2 degrees with clear skies. Tonight, you can expect mostly clear skies, with a low of -1 degree.
Alexa, stop. That's enough.
What happens if your girlfriend's called Alexa? That could get confusing.
You can change. So these are the wake words, as they're known. And with this device, you get a choice. You can call it that one, or you can call it Amazon, or you can call it Echo. So you can choose those. But I look forward to being able to give it, you know, another name. But
yeah,
that will come. But it's very good, and she's got a sense of humour. Alexa, tell me a joke.
How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change.
The old ones are the best. Huh? So she does all sorts of things. And it's kind of funny, you know, at the moment these are, you know, tricks in a box.
Yeah.
You know? But it's getting smarter. I mean, I noticed the other day, not only would it play music that you specifically asked for, but if you can't remember the name of the song, but you can remember a lyric, Alexa, play me that song that goes, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. I haven't tried this before.
Hotel California by Eagles.
No.
Alexa, stop.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
so that's a new trick.
That's weird.
The nice thing is, you see, this device has been around in the States for a couple of years, and the hardware is ostensibly the same. It hasn't really changed, but with each passing week and month, it learns new things and new services that link into it. So you can order a cab with Uber. You can get it to control your Hive home thermostat system. Alexa, remind me to wash the car tomorrow.
Got it. I put wash the car on your to-do list.
That's bizarre. Can Alexa hear me now?
No, she can't, but I can convey it to her if you wish.
Can it? Okay. Would you say, Alexa, do you have any plans to take over the world?
Alexa, are you going to rule the world?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. I heard.
She's pretending.
Alexa, can you kill?
No, I'm not dangerous.
But then she would say that, frankly.
Yeah, of course. But artificial intelligence, I mean, is there any way in which you're talking about the computer learning, in essence, you know? And we've all seen, whether it's Blade Runner or Demolition Man or A Space Odyssey 2001, I was watching a little bit of the other day, the robots get evil, they get too intelligent. Is there a way in which that might happen in the long-term future.
Yeah, it's almost inevitable. There'll be a window, Johnny, when between now when they're not that useful and between when they kill us all. There'll be a window of about 10 minutes when they're actually quite useful. But I think we'll quit. Because the way that their intelligence will suddenly peak, it will just go off the scale suddenly. At that point, we've got a problem, and I don't think the three laws are going to hold them back, frankly.
What about driverless cars? I mean, they made a lot of headlines this year. Also, I'm not sure how many, but I certainly heard of one fatality involving a driverless lorry, I think it was. Where are we with that? And taxis especially, I think, are becoming quite popular in certain places.
Well, Uber has ordered a fleet of them already, so we'll see that. So it's going to put a load of Uber drivers out of work, of course. Most of the technology is there in terms of the hardware. It will continue to improve, but, you know, it's there, and there is a car that can pass the California driving test already. The problems at the moment are partly legal, the legal framework in various countries to allow these devices to not only drive on the road, but also to work out if there is an accident, who is legally responsible for the accident. Is it the owner of the car? Is it the occupant at the time? Is it the person who programmed the software that led to the accident? And then there are other issues. There are sort of ethical issues about if the car finds itself in a position where it will collide, but it has to decide whether to shunt the car in front or run over a pedestrian, potentially. Which way does it go? You know, there's these different things that it could choose to do. And how do you program that sort of ethics into a vehicle? Or when we say a vehicle, it is a robot that happens to be a car.
Yeah, absolutely. And in particular, just finally, any particular gadget per se that you're really excited about this year or seeing the first glimpses of this year?
So we're seeing some better and better robots coming along. So you've got these single-use robots, which are things like the vacuum cleaner and the pool cleaner and, you know, single tasks. The ones that I think are quite exciting are the care robots, the ones that are going to care for us in our dotage. And they're getting quite good, and they're being used in Japan already. And I kind of think that's a glimpse into our future, that, you know, this is how we're going to be cared for. But I also like the Parrot Pot. So Parrot is a company that is better known for making drones. This is a flower pot. It's a £130 flower pot. It's quite large. It's an internet-connected flower pot. So it not only has sensors in it that detect whether the soil is too acid or it's too dry or there's not enough light, it can water itself when it decides it needs watering. It's got about 2-litre tank.
Fantastic.
And it will water itself. And, of course, there's an app for that. So whilst you're on holiday, you can see and understand how your plant is doing.
See, the amount of poinsettias I've gone through this Christmas, that would be invaluable in my household.
Plants are not cheap, you know. I mean, £130, it starts to be reasonable if you put your prized plant in there when you're going on holiday.
That's why I'm doing this show tonight, for overtime, so I can get overtime. I can keep the missus in poinsettias all day long. Listen, lovely to talk to you.
You too.
We can't wait. The Jetsons, the world of the Jetsons, surely is around the corner.
Well, what used to be science fiction is now, you know, we take it for granted, frankly.
Absolutely, yeah. Fevzy, always good to hear from you on the programme. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.